This week on helpwithmysocialsecurity.com, we answer a few questions on new Social Security rules. Hi, my name is Chris Stein. I'm a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University. And welcome to this week on helpwithmysocialsecurity.com. So we've been getting kind of a flurry of questions, which is not to be not surprising, because these new rules that were enacted in early November of 2015 are taking quite a few people by surprise. So I think these are great questions, and hopefully the answering of these questions will help clarify exactly what's been changed and what stayed the same. So the first question is regarding the act of filing a restricted application. A restricted application is where you go into Social Security and you ask to file for one specific benefit, but leave another benefit to which you might be entitled, leave it alone. And there's a variety of reasons why you might want to do this. Usually it's part of a long-term planning strategy where taking a smaller amount now can lead to a larger amount later. And you've been able to do this once you reach your full retirement age under current rules, that has been in place for the last 15 years or so. This is one area that things are changing. So let me read the question to you, and then I'll answer it. Question goes, I'd like to ask for one clarification on what I've heard you all talking about with the impacts to the file and suspend strategy. I understand that the ability for me to eventually file and suspend, allowing my wife to apply for spousal benefits and both of our Social Security benefits to grow to age 70, is gone. But what I would like to clarify on, or what I would like clarification on, is would the following still be allowed? At my full retirement age, I file and begin receiving Social Security. Then at my wife's full retirement age, she applies for spousal benefits and puts off taking her full Social Security benefit until age 70 to allow hers to grow. Is this still possible? So this person's asking if his spouse will be able to file for only her spousal benefit at her full retirement age and leave her own unclaimed. Now, he's right that if he suspends his benefit under the old rules, she would have still been able to collect a spousal benefit. But under the new rules, that is gone. And he's admitted that at the beginning of his question. Unless you turn 66 by May 1st of 2016, you do not have the ability to suspend benefits and allow a spouse to collect on your record. That's key. You still retain the ability to suspend, but if you suspend, your spousal benefits for your spouse will be suspended or stopped. That's the new change. You're grandfathered in if you turn 66 and are suspended before May 1st of 2016. But for him, he's obviously not in that situation and realizes that that is not available to him. But what he's asking if the second part is still allowed. So this technique, which would allow his wife who has her own earned retirement benefit to delay receiving her benefit to 70, but between ages of 66 and 70, collect a spousal benefit. He's asking if that is still possible. Well, it is only possible if she reaches the age of 62 by the end of 2015. Now, she doesn't have to file this claim then, and actually she's not allowed to. You're not allowed to file a restricted application until you reach your full retirement age, which for her is 66. But you have to get into the window. You have to kind of get access to that by reaching age 62 before the end of 2015. That's the cutoff. Anybody younger than that will not be able to do this. And instead, when they go in at age 66, let's pretend she doesn't turn 62 at the end of the year, by the end of the year, rather. If she were then to go in at 66 and ask Social Security to file for benefits, they wouldn't allow her to claim only her spousal benefit. They would force her to claim her own and only pay her a spousal benefit if it is larger and would add to her own benefit. So she has no ability, if she doesn't reach age 62 by the end of 2015, to pursue this particular strategy. And that's how I answered his question, and I emailed him and answered that. The second question goes like this. Quote, my husband started collecting his Social Security benefits this year, which is 2015. after he turned 62 because he couldn't find a job. I am also 62. In May, he was offered a job, and because he would make over the allowable amount in 2015, we stopped his benefits. I think around July, after he had received 3 checks. We both, after much thought and consideration and calculations, feel we both need to continue working to increase what we will collect and replace some lower years with higher ones in order to increase our benefit. We read that he could file for a withdrawal, so we did, but have not received paperwork to pay back money. We thought that if he withdrew, he would be able to file and suspend at full retirement age, and I would get a spousal benefit and still grow our own benefits until 70. Is this still possible? Everything she's asking about is possible under the old rules, but things have changed a little bit. But there's several things going on with this question, so let me just answer them one at a time. First, yes, indeed, he has the ability to withdraw his application for benefits because he hasn't received benefits for at least a year. So if he'd received benefits for more than 12 months, he cannot withdraw his application. Part of withdrawing your application is you have to pay back all the money that they have paid to you or any auxiliary benefits, which would be spousal benefits or child benefits that were paid on your account. All of that has to be paid back. And then they will consider you as if you had never filed before. Now, you're restricted to only doing this once in a lifetime. This is a once-in-a-lifetime election, and you must do it within 12 months of receiving benefits. So she's absolutely right. He is able to do this, and they will send a letter eventually with the exact dollar amount that must be paid back, and as long as you pay that back, they will finish with the processing of the withdrawal. However, this does not protect you from the new rules. This has nothing to do with the new rules. The second part, the only way to suspend benefits and still allow a spouse to collect is if you have suspended, or in this case, if the husband in this story has suspended benefits by May 1st of 2016. Now, he's only 62 now. He can't suspend benefits until he reaches 66, so he is not going to be grandfathered in and will not be able to suspend benefits at 66 and allow his spouse to collect. He can suspend, as I mentioned before on the previous question. The ability to suspend has not been restricted. That's where a lot of people are confusing this new rule. They're interpreting it as you can't suspend anymore. You absolutely can suspend your benefits. But under the old rule, your spouse or children could continue to receive their benefits while you were suspended. Under the new rule, they shut off when you suspend. That's the change. So no, she will not be able to collect a spousal benefit if her husband's benefit is in suspension. He will, however, both of them have been grandfathered into the restricted application technique. So if, for instance, he files for his benefit at full retirement age, which would allow him to continue working if he wanted to and earn as much as he wanted and not reduce his benefit. He wouldn't get benefit of the 8% per year delayed retirement credits because he's collecting, but she would have the ability, because she has in fact turned 62 by the end of 2015. Remember in the question, listeners, that she turned 62 earlier this year. Or she made comment that she was already 62. And that then qualifies her to be able to file a restricted application when she reaches her full retirement age. So if he were to turn on his benefit, remember he's withdrawn, so he's not collecting all these years between now and age 66, he could file for benefits at his full retirement age. She could then go in and ask for just a spousal, leaving her own benefit in the background to continue growing to age 70. When she reaches age 70, she could then switch to her own benefit, which would then be maximized. And so that is a way for her to collect a little bit of something while waiting, but it would require that the husband be collecting. Now, you could reverse all this, and she doesn't say in here how much each of their benefits were. The wife, for instance, it might make more sense for the wife to claim at 66 and collect a spousal benefit to the husband, delaying his benefit till it gets larger. So there's a couple of ways to play this, but the good news is they've both reached 62 already, thus qualifying them for half of what used to be kind of a dual-pronged strategy. It was very common in the past for one person to file and suspend and then the other person file a restricted application, and it worked wonderfully for couples like this that were of the same age or close to the same age and both had a work history with their own earned benefit. It could really pay off in the long run. It was a very popular strategy. They've now killed half of that strategy. The file and suspend part won't still allow the spousal to continue. So they've retained half of the strategy if they choose to deploy it. The good news is it's not something you have to decide now. They could keep looking and see how their benefit grows, and then as it gets closer to their full retirement age, do a detailed analysis to decide which would be better to file if either at their full retirement age, and if one of them should claim a spousal or not, or if they should just both continue working if they're in good health and they like their work. Maybe they both just decide to continue to work and keep delaying their benefits, or maybe they both turn on their benefits at age 66 or somewhere in between. So there's still some flexibility there. There's just less flexibility than before. Under the new rules, part of these strategies have now been terminated for them. So hopefully this clarifies some of these new things that are going on. I'm sure we'll continue to get some of these questions. But until then, if you have any specific questions, please let us know. And we'll get you next week on helpwithmysocialsecurity.com.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a 1-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples and will provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.